Programmed by visionary volunteers, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
And as the sweet sounds of Helvetia once again fade into the distance, we are left with the episode Whatever Gaze. And I'm your host, DJ Dez. We are live and alive from the CKW studio on July the 7th, 2026. I know it has been a while. I have been quite busy traveling, playing shows. I was in New Jersey over the weekend, but I am so happy to be back to play some of my favorite selections from the festival, as well as brand new Canadian hardcore and screamo releases. So there's a lot of CanCon today. It's a pretty heavy set list today, but all in all, it's going to be quite perfect. To get us rolling, we have Third Wave emo legend Anthony Green's very first project, Audience of One, which takes a Midwest emo spin and shows the origin of when he created one of the greatest EPs ever, Seosin's Counting the Name. It's not as heavy as the rest of the projects, and that's why I decided to add it, because it would be a beautiful intro to a set meant to scream your heart out or discover new songs to scream your heart out. This is Audience of One from the album I Remember with the song Show Your Teeth. You guys are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba at the beautiful University of Winnipeg. Again, this is Audience of One. This set's for the emo kids. Let's rock and roll.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was I Promised the World with the song Don't Just Stand There off of their Breakout 2024 album Fear of the Fall. All but the opening song were bands that I was fortunate enough to watch at the famous New Jersey festival Hellfest. A mix of metalcore, hardcore, deathcore, and true classic emo bands rounded out my weekend, and it was just the best festival experience I've ever seen in my life. I got to see my favorite band in the world, Glassjaw, play a near-perfect set list. They played every deep cut that I would ever want them to, four songs off of Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Silence, not the one I played, but still a fantastic mix, as well as pretty much the best songs off of the newer EPs, as well as eight songs off of Worship and Tribute. I Promised the World played a fantastic set. I stage dived like maybe 12 times. It was just incredible. Sunday was obviously the emo day. I saw both those bands on Sunday, as well as some incredible screamo acts. Excuse me. And Saturday is more the hardcore day. Friday was more the metalcore day, I guess, or like 2000s dude bro metalcore, as well as brutal deathcore bands, which was insane. Some of the pits were the most violent I have ever experienced and the most injured I've ever gotten at a concert. But I think that's why you go. Coming up next, we have new Vancouver Youth Crew hardcore band Make It Right with two songs off of their self-titled promo EP that came out earlier this year. And this is By All Means and Turn Away. And then we're coming back with more screamo right after with New York band Ulth, who I was extremely surprised that they were added to the bill considering how extreme and insane their sound is, but it was quite an incredible experience. This is Make It Right, brand new Youth Crew, straight edge hardcore. Run it up. This is Whatever Gaze. My name is DJ Dez, and I'm your host this evening. We are broadcasting from the satellite studio at the University of Winnipeg, so we are in a cramped boardroom. I don't know. Teacher's lounge. I have no idea what it is officially labeled as, but it is a one-room office where the live studio recording is. So it's a bit different, it's a bit of a change, but we're going to work through it, and we're going to come up with a wonderful show. We're going to play like 2.5 minutes of hardcore because this band is just incredible, and then we're going to get right back to emo. It's a bit of a genre switch, but it'll be okay. This is Make It Right with By All Means and Turn Away. Drugs are bad, kids.
Yeah. fucking fist! My left to my left! You flex your muscles, not your fucking head! A deep man with a strong point made without words, not for words said! Whoever brought me a special to the dog, you can't speak for yourself, so you're cruising, you walk it down! You're just straight. Slip behind your eyes.
I'm in a mind.
I'm gonna stretch your mind. Ask you a thought.
I'm in a mind.
Make use of the gift that I got.
I'm in a mind.
And won't be left, cause I'm up
with a mind. I'm in a mind.
Open your fist with your steps up there.
I'm in a mind.
Mind over matter is power over
fear. I'm in a mind.
And won't be left, cause I'm up
with a mind.
With a mind. With a mind, and I'm walking fearless. You see, I'm the minor fool who's afraid to think, to extend an open hand and earn a thing. It's the gift inside your head you can't take for granted, cause an unexamined life is a seed unplanted. It's the animals that can't reason, but it's humans we can. So you're just a wild animal or a rational man. Body take you know it, mind and stomach right. There's a gift inside your head called your mind.
That was Have Heart with Armed with a Mind off of their pivotal 2006 album, The Things We Carry. I played Have Heart after Make It Right simply because they just announced a 20th anniversary tour for this incredible album. That they're playing 5 shows, and I wish I had the money to go, but sadly I do not. So everyone who gets to see them in LA, Florida, and Oklahoma City, more power to you. That'll be incredible. That album is crucial, hardcore crucial to you, straight edge hardcore, and every single youth crew band ever is influenced by Have Heart in some way. It's just not possible. Coming up next, we have Grant's Reach by Ulth and 2 new songs from Edmonton Screamo Giants, See You Soon, off of their literally brand new EP, We'll Race the Kids We Hate into Heaven. I believe this came out 2.5 weeks ago to 3 weeks ago, and unfortunately I was away when they dropped this, so I couldn't play it immediately, but here I am now. Ulth, insane. If you ever have a chance to see them live, please go. They are crazy. They like had no shoes on. They were like jumping and doing aerial backflips off of the drum kit, and just everything about it was crazy. It was art as a performance rather than simply playing songs. This is Grant's Reach off of their 2026 album O Dot. One of my favorites is from Hellfest by far. And we got some Canadian emo coming up next, and it'll be great. You guys are listening to CKW 95.9 FM, broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're going back to emo, and we're going to stay emo for the rest of the set, everybody. Have a good night.
trust me, I try!
Sound yet, have you, Doc? I'll give it to you right now. I hear chicken. I hear cola fizz and mustard and relish coagulating together with French fries and onion rings, Randy, but you know what? I don't hear a heart, motherfucker.
Yeah. on my leg where no one can see but me.
We finished that set off with two brand new tracks from Edmonton screamo band See You Soon. Before that, Grant's Reach off of New York screamo act Ulth. See You Soon's brand new EP, We'll Race the Kids When We Hate Into Heaven, is fantastic. They move their sound from something that is more emo violent, not more moshy per se, but faster, heavier, harder, more angry, and to this brand new EP, which moves in a direction that is more Midwest. There's more twinkly pattern guitars. There is more harmonizing between the screams, if you can imagine that. And it is more sad. It moves from emotions that are anger to something that resembles more depression, heartbreak, despair, for one, in the song Trust Me, I Tried, which is my favorite off the album, a song that I think is truly perfect and fantastic. They Deserve the World. The screamo act that I am in, Leaves Like Tiny Flames, is playing with them on two dates of our tour, and we couldn't be more excited to share the stage with them. They're just the greatest, and this new EP proves it. Why? Let's get into some local shows, shall we? This Wednesday, or tomorrow, at the Handsome Daughter, Ohio hardcore punk rockers, or wait, is Destiny Bone from Ohio? Yes, Ohio hardcore punk rockers Destiny Bond take over the Handsome Daughter with, honestly, the best lineup of hardcore punk acts: Commitment, Straight Edge, Pure Impact, Boot Boys, which are just rockin' and outrageous wall-to-wall oi and punk, and then brand new hardcore act number one. Lots of memes surrounding it, like, who the hell is number one? Very exciting. I believe that shows four bands for $20. So you are paying $5 a band. One of them is incredible hardcore from the United States, and they don't come around that often. So the more somebody from Winnipeg can go out and support, the better. And the more that they tell their friends in other bigger bands or regional bands to, yeah, add Winnipeg as a tour stop. If you're playing Minneapolis or if you're playing Fargo, drive the 7 hours, drive the 3 hours. Winnipeg is a good city. It's got vibes and it's profitable. But that's all based on if we show up and if we conjure and maintain a scene that is based on respect and respect. And commitment to music and commitment to a safe space and to uplifting new bands, youth bands, respecting the legends that have built the scene in the past and continue to maintain it and make awesome music. And we've been seeing that recently. There are new bands in the works behind the scenes that I know. There's at least three emo bands or screamo bands that are, you know, slowly making their way. And that's super exciting. For me, being for at least like a year, being the only screamo band in the city, I am really excited that there are more acts. So if a screamo band ever comes to Winnipeg, it's not just blank plus Leaves Like Tiny Flames. I'm excited that it's going to be a boom in the city, and that, you know, what was the peak in Texas or in Vancouver last year to 2 years ago is what Winnipeg is going to experience. And that's all based off the backs of youth and young adults making this possible. It's a very exciting time for Winnipeg music right now. Coming up next, we have the band Catalyst with their album released this year, Come In, Thank God, with the song, the opening track to the album, Playing God, another screamo band I saw at Hellfest. I'm really just playing every single emo band I saw at the fest, minus In Loving Memory, because I played them on the show God knows how many times before. And after that, we have the song Lovebird by Halifax, chiptune emo screamo band I Dialed Your Number. Other than that, for shows, Folkfest is coming up, always a big thing. Nobody plans shows around Folkfest weekend, because I feel like there's a million people, 100,000 is 10%, 25,000, like 2.5% of the entire city of Winnipeg is at Birds Hill Park that weekend, and most of them are involved in the music scene, so there's no point in putting on shows. So all there is this Wednesday, Winnipeg Hardcore. Go out to it, talk to bands, make new friends, make some music, and make a zine, take photographs. Everything is needed to make a scene as cool as it is. This is Catalyst with Playing God. You guys are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Y'all are listening to Whatever Gaze, and I'm your host, DJ Dez, for the next 14 minutes. Again, Catalyst, fantastic emo.
Yeah.
to close that set off, that was Adele Genumber with the song Lovebird off of their brand new album, Lovebird. Just a fantastic piece of chiptune emo. Less screamo than their 2023 debut Hourglass. I believe both were self-released, which is incredible that the new album Teenage Widow has been gaining such traction in the underground scene, but it just shows how effective emo and screamo can be promoted online with just a simple Instagram account or TikTok page. We are coming very, very close to the end of this episode of Whatever Gaze tonight. To close the set out, one of my favorite second wave emo bands of all time, Elliot, off of the album US Songs with the song The Conversation. I saw many, many bands at a Hellfest this weekend rep Elliot. If they were metalcore, they were post-hardcore, or if they were hardcore, someone was wearing an Elliot shirt, and I just thought that was fantastic. Excuse me. This band needs all the love they can possibly get, as they kind of carried what a more aggressive but still emotional emo sound can be. This show has been Whatever Gaze. I will continue to be DJ Dez, and I'll hopefully be back next week for your listening pleasure. Again, y'all are listening to CKW 95.9 FM, broadcasting live from the cramped satellite office space station in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is The Conversation, maybe one of the best emo songs of all time. But who am I to say? I just host a radio show. Have a good night, everybody. I will see you next week.